Melody Ellison stared for a moment at the bright new calendar in her hands before she put it up on the kitchen wall. The picture on the January page showed a tall evergreen tree, its thick branches frosted with snow.
Oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches,
Melody sang, even though Christmas had been over for a week. It was New Year's Eve, and tomorrow would be the first day of 1964, her 10th birthday. Melody loved the idea that having a New Year's birthday meant that the whole world was having a birthday too. Until now, she'd been too young to stay awake past midnight or to attend the special watch night service at their church. Now that she was turning 10, her parents had decided that she was old enough to do both. Melody's sister Lila came into the kitchen with Bo, the family's mixed terrier. Lila playfully tugged at one of Melody's braids.
Dee Dee's almost double digits.
That's right, Melody said proudly.
Lila was already 13, and Melody felt as if she was finally catching up.
Good morning, Melody,
her mother said, joining the girls in the kitchen.
I see you're carrying on your calendar-changing tradition.
Yes, I am, Mommy,
Melody said, watching her mother tie on a colorful apron.
And if I weren't going to help Papa decorate the church hall for tonight, I'd help you and Lila make the cake.
Hey, you can't help make your own birthday cake,
Lila said, taking eggs out of the refrigerator. Mommy shook her head as she took the large mixing bowl out of the cupboard.
My baby girl is going to be 10 tomorrow. Seems like it was just yesterday that you were born.
Mommy, I'm not a baby anymore,
Melody reminded her, skipping out to the living room.
I'm about to become double digits, remember?
Melody glanced at the sunburst clock over the sofa. Her grandparents, Papa and Big Mama, wouldn't be arriving for another half hour. So Melody turned on the TV and waited while it warmed up. When the picture appeared, she turned the knob through all the channels, looking for something fun to watch. But every station seemed to be running a program that looked back on the year's news. Melody didn't really want to be reminded. She reached for the knob to shut off the TV.
Wait, Dee Dee, Melody's other sister Yvonne called out from the stairs. Don't turn it off. I want to watch.
Yvonne was home from college for the holidays, and Melody was glad to have her back for a few weeks. Now, if only their brother Dwayne were here. This was the first Christmas he'd ever been away, and Melody really missed him. He and his singing group, the Three Ravens, were traveling around the country singing for Motown, the famous record company. Dwayne was a talented musician, but Daddy didn't like his new career one bit. Dwayne was only 18, and Daddy and Mommy wanted him to go to college instead. Melody and Yvonne sat on the sofa and watched a grainy replay of the new president, Lyndon B. Johnson, being sworn into office back in November. Yvonne shook her head. I still can't believe somebody killed the President of the United States, she said, turning up the sound. They listened as the grim-faced newscaster told the whole story again, how President John F. Kennedy and the First Lady were in a motorcade in Dallas, Texas, on November 22nd. They were riding in the back of a Lincoln Continental convertible when a man with a gun fired at them and assassinated the president.
The country remains in shock as our new president faces a grieving nation, problems overseas, and growing civil rights protests here at home, said the newscaster.
Then he began to talk about the bombing of a Birmingham, Alabama church that had killed 4 little girls. Melody turned away from the TV screen. Somebody who wanted to frighten black people away from fighting for equal rights had set off the bomb on a Sunday morning in September. Although it had happened hundreds of miles away from Detroit, Melody had been frightened, so much so that she'd lost her voice right before the big Youth Day concert at church. For a long while, she'd been afraid to go inside her own church. Her family and friends had helped her find courage and her voice again, but the thought of the bombing still scared Melody.